What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude. Podcast, White Power Edition. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Brat, brat. No Zach Amico. It's the Tim Dillon Wednesdays, as I've been calling them.
Thank you for having me.
Very excited. Tim would not be coming if I was not paying him to be here. I'm going to make it very clear.
So are you filling in for Amico for all of them?
For the Wednesday edition.
Yeah, the Wednesday edition.
How many Real Ass Dude podcasts are there a week?
We do 6 a week.
Jesus.
There every are six
day.
Of these?
We do 6 per week. Yeah, every day except Sunday.
Wow.
That's the Lord's Day. We don't podcast on the Lord's Day.
Wow. So you podcast 3 times a day.
Well, I podcast. We do the Real Ass Podcast 6 times a week. We do Legion of Skanks 4 times a week. And I do Believe You Me 5 days a week.
I'd love to imagine the guy that's listening to all of Lewis's podcasts.
There's somebody there, definitely.
Without a doubt.
There's like 30,000 of them.
Yeah. I don't,
do anything else, but fucking...
I'm kidding. I do 2 Real Ass podcasts.
You do Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday.
And Zach is here on Monday, and I come in on Wednesday.
I wouldn't
Wednesdays.
Be surprised.
Why I not? Want. I mean this. When I'm about 6 months to a year away from getting a 2-bedroom apartment, my own... turning my second bedroom into a podcast studio and doing the Real Ass Podcast 4 days a week as a morning show. Days a week, 2 hours a day, Monday through Thursday. That is going to fucking happen without a doubt. Fuck radio. Fuck everything else. I don't even want to work at SiriusXM anymore. We put in all these demos for morning shows over and over again. Fuck SiriusXM. I don't even give a shit. I literally just want to run my own shit. Why wouldn't I just do my own show?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit, right? Yeah.
That's how I feel about like the government, you know? That's how I print my own money.
Yeah,
I got
dude.
A bunch of guns in my apartment.
Yeah, you don't even need to register those guns. You buy them on the black market.
Send your kid to school. Send them to my apartment. I'll teach him a thing or two.
Yeah.
We'll give him a real public education.
I would take
Montana militia style.
Sending my son to Nick Mullen's apartment to learn over the New York
dojo.
City public school system.
Periods 1 through 4 are just drinking different kinds of energy drinks.
Yeah. Then it's recess.
Yeah.
Then lunch.
Then lunch.
Yeah. Then it's art class for the rest of the day.
Art. Yep. And racist art only.
If
you
got to
culturally appropriate.
Yeah. It's all the works of Hitler is with one period.
Yeah, and all then you paintings.
Have to draw the
racially insensitive memes for the whole day.
What did we find out that the type of painter Hitler was like Banksy? He was like the Weimar Republic Banksy. He's like, check this out. It's the Queen of Germany with the gas mask on. You know, she's pretty bad, huh?
This is a Jew with the McDonald's symbols over his eyes. I think that actually, because my son is a really good artist. I've been talking about it a lot and showing his artworks on.
I'm not trying to.
Were you a kid that drew? You seem like you drew.
I was very good.
Yeah.
Up until I was about 6.
Yeah.
And then I fell off.
Right. I'm the same way.
Well, there's only so many photos of your mother dying of an overdose you can bring into school before they say.
They take away the crayons. They're like, nah, we're going to. How did you learn how to read?
We get it. Yeah. How do you know he's a good artist at this age?
Because I compare it to the other shit works of a four-year-old. Pull up an average four-year-old's art.
See, this is an interesting world.
Yeah, it's just boogers. It's boogers on the table.
The way a four-year-old draws a person is like a circle with sticks coming off.
Right.
Yes. If they have an understanding of like limbs, that's like they're Michelangelo.
Pull up my son Spider-Man on Instagram as well, Shannon. Here's the thing. I think the real test, if you can teach a kid to draw a swastika and he can nail it, that's a four-year-old. If a four-year-old can draw a swastika, that's that. And I'm not trying to teach him to be racist, but I'm trying to teach him.
I didn't know how to draw. Coordination. I didn't know how to draw a swastika until my freshman year of high school. You would think that I would learned it much earlier than that, but no, I would always struggle. I didn't know about the inner. In fact, you know what? A black friend. Yeah. I watched him draw it with the interlocking S's, and I was like, "Wow, that's so much easier than doing the individual." I would like imagine a window.
Oh, you would fucking. Oh my god, you were drawing it like.
Yeah, the proportions were all fucked up. I never knew about. And then
so Nick was trying to draw a swastika like without ever lifting up the pen. Like, you know those like some of those like word or those mind games where they're like draw.
I'll show you. I would do it like this. I wouldn't. You know,
that's horrible.
I would do the individual ones,
doing individual spokes.
Individual spokes. I didn't know that you could do it that way.
You don't get anything. You don't get anywhere in life doing individual spokes on a swastika.
That's like when you draw the box. Nobody. You got to draw a box, and then connect the boxes. Yeah, nobody's like fucking drawing it like they're fucking seeing it.
Well, after Trump won, there was like some admitted hoaxes where like people would be like, "Look at all these hate crimes that are happening," and then like. Some of these like alt-right guys actually had a good point. They're like, "Oh, these swastikas are horrible. Like, nobody drawing these has any clue. Yeah. Like, that's clearly dangerous. Your first swastika."
Fake hate crimes are so funny. Remember when there was like that white some like there was like a white church that was vandalized and somebody spray painted "Blacks Rule."
Right.
Blacks Rule.
Yeah. Blacks are up, dude. Yeah. Blacks up, whites down.
This is the average four-year-old right here. Look at this shit.
It's not good.
Look at this garbage right here, dude. Look at this. Garbage. Now pull up James the Spider-Man.
It's just a swastika.
Okay, that's also bad.
That's not bad. Are you crazy, dude?
I'll tell you right now, it's terrifying. And if my four-year-old drew that, I would be concerned.
Yeah.
Because it does look...
It looks pretty goddamn good for... I mean, look, he's wearing
Shannon,
a dress.
Shannon, can you tweet that at Child Protective Services, please?
My dad tried to make his own chain mail before the Nine Inch Nails concert. And wound up bleeding all over the apartment.
I mean, it's good, but it's scary.
Yeah, it's okay because, you know, it has the eyes, Tim. He got the eyes. And Spider-Man's supposed to be a little scary.
Right.
Here's actually my problem when you watch the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Is he's a little bitch. He's like a little beta fucking twat. Right? Spider-Man, like, I think that they should reimagine him and make him like a badass. Like, he should be like, "Are you fucking ready to rock?"
Yeah.
And like come out of the darkness and fuck people up like Batman. They took Batman's personality and put it on Spider-Man's.
Spider-Man's a twink.
Spider-Man's supposed to be a twink.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be like a twink.
But I don't like that.
You don't like that.
You better hope Mike Lawrence doesn't hear about this.
I don't give a shit what Mike Lawrence. I will fist fight Mike Lawrence.
Not over Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That's his superpower.
He'll chew your fucking face off.
Yeah,
dude.
That's Mike Lawrence's secret.
Yeah, he's always pencil in your ear.
He's always ready to murder somebody.
I had dinner with him and his wife. We sat there for an hour. He said two things, both disturbing. Two to three things completely disturbing. One of them was like, he was like looking down into the mole and he goes, "Roast battle must evolve or it will perish." I'm like, "Well, this is lovely." And I turn around to his wife. I'm like, "You getting down to the beach at all?"
Fuck me. Yeah, dude, that's my kid now. My son's mother got mad at me today. Because he came home and he's like, Mama, this morning I watched Captain America. And she looks at me, she gives me that look like, "Oh, really? You watched Captain America?" Like I had him watch fucking Deep Throat.
Yeah.
That's the exact look like I was having him watch fucking hardcore black porn. She's like, "Really? You're going to have him watch Captain America?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I feel like from 4 to 8 is the only appropriate age to, I think they should be watching Captain America."
I just love that Hollywood's brainwashed people into thinking that comic books aren't for babies.
Yes.
I mean, that's literally who should be watching Captain America.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
It's a four-year-old that can't draw.
Yeah.
It's not, not a fucking non-verbal dinner ruiner.
What is her problem? Well, you don't ruin my dinner. I just eat. I don't care what's going on. I'll have dinner with anybody. That's like when Dave
Smith. Dinner with James. You
everyone got mad at Dave Smith because he had that Nazi on the thing. Yeah, it's like, here's the thing. I might not interview a Nazi, but like literally, I will go to dinner with anybody.
Yeah.
God Hates Fags Church has a breakfast buffet. Yeah. I'll be there.
I almost like if you're in entertainment, and I think a lot of these guys are like Gavin and the fucking that guy Christopher Cantwell.
Absolutely.
They're technically in entertainment. It may not be in a form of entertainment that you enjoy, but I almost feel like when the fucking lights are off and the microphones go off, it's like, who gives a shit? Like, just be dudes. Like, what? Like, why do you have to take your work home? You know, like that's what with Anthony Cumia and. John Stewart, you know, we didn't talk about it.
But the thing with Ant, why Ant gets more of a pass than the other guys is because Ant is funny. His whole thing was always being funny. He's not coming from, like, a place of, like, I'm a journalist. I mean,
And he's also not trying to rally the masses to go out
Milo
and fucking...
Milo wrote about, like, tech or some bullshit. Right. Like, you know, Gavin was a writer.
Milo was designing high-tech dildos before.
Yeah, coming out of... No, he was, like, a tech journalist or blogger or some shit. I mean, these people come out of,
They also find out, oh, shit, I write one of these things, and then it gets a bunch of clicks. And it's the same thing.
I think there is, like, merit to the criticism that, like, oh, it's just comedy is... cop out for people who like okay, well, what point did it become comedy? Because you're clearly not always going for comedy.
Right.
Somebody who, like Ant, where he has a comedy show and he's known for running a comedy radio show.
Right.
For him to say offensive things is like it gets more of a pass, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
And he did a lot for comics. He gave comics a huge platform.
Exactly. Yeah. Too. And then, but that's more of like a personal thing. I guess.
Thought it was a cunty move for Stewart to not shake his hand. You're like, dude, get over.
That's
it.
Always weird when people get that entrenched in there.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't shake his hand?
You didn't hear about this at the Comedy Cellar. John Stewart showed up. Anthony was at the table. Anthony gets up and goes to shake John Stewart's hand. He's like, I'm a fucking shaking your hand. You're a piece of shit. Like, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, making it real.
Yeah.
You know?
It's bad out there, man. People are... I gotta be honest. Like, it's like... I remember Bush and Gore was, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long, long time
ago. It was just kind of funny back then.
It was just funny. Like,
oh, you voted for Bush? What a dummy.
People had the 7-Eleven cups. Like, you would go in, they'd be like, who you for? Can you imagine that now? Like, people just dousing each other with hot coffee.
Right.
Like, oh, you're a Trump? Oh, okay. Boom. Like, there would never... You could never get to work.
People are putting cyanide tablets in the bottom of the Trump cups.
Yeah.
It's just so bad.
How are more people not attempting to take his life? That's the thing that's crazy to me, is like, how are there not just regular attempts to take his life almost every day?
I mean, there are. That's what the Secret Service is for.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
So it happens. And like, B, those aren't the kind of guys that get killed. Like, that's not right. Who gets assassinated.
Kennedy gets assassinated.
It's like the guy that ended
Trump
slavery.
Wins his second term.
Yeah. The guy that put us on the moon gets assassinated.
Yeah. Trump handily wins a second term.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's get the
Princess Diana.
Right.
Let's get the plugs out of the way.
Heroes.
This is what the guy looks like that sings this song? Holy shit. Pull it up on the screen.
What is this? Good Vibrations?
The amount of times that I fucked to this song and I'd have to picture this creepy fucking face.
You just, and it wasn't even this song, it was just a Carnival Cruise ad that you would fuck to. Because you came just with the idea of a boat.
Also, this bitch was kind of not hot.
Which bitch?
The chick from Dirty Dancing.
Irene Cara?
The headphones are stuck on my knee.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the headphones? Are they tight?
No, they're stuck on my knee.
Yeah. You got it? All right. Turn it down a little bit, Shannon. But the
good
the girl,
song.
Great song. But the girl from the movie was not that hot. Like, I guess her. The Jennifer Grey, right?
Yeah.
She was kinda,
like, she's like 80s hot.
No, she was like a thin lip Jew face.
Well, it was
I don't like that.
Was, who's the lead?
Swayze.
So that's, you can't be opposite Swayze.
Everyone's gonna look.
Can't be a five.
Right, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Absolutely. Agreed.
You got just some fucking regular Jew bro to be like, oh, hey, you.
I used to have on VHS a tape called Swayze Dancing, and it was an instructional video on how to dance. And it's got Patrick Swayze is barely in it. It's his mom who is like cashing in on the Swayze name.
Fuck yeah.
Who she released this.
Good for her, but I have no problem with that.
You know, she's like, I've been dancing for years. You know, and it's like, you may be familiar with my son Patrick. Well, I actually taught him how to dance.
Oh.
You know, yeah.
Lewis, I love how Lewis loves that. He's like, good for
it's
her.
It's good. No, I love that, dude. Why not?
I do, too.
Take
do
advantage
too.
Of the fucking cards that are in front of you. That
Absolutely.
Bitch has nothing. What the fuck was Mrs. Swayze doing before her son hit it big? And you know what?
Apparently dancing.
The fact
just
that
shut up
he
and
didn't
collect
give
the
her
checks.
Enough money to keep her afloat. That she had to go fucking start selling dance videos.
That's true.
He's a piece of shit. No, I'm glad he died.
No, the tone of it is definitely like the overbearing mom that thinks she's better than her son, even though the son's successful.
He wouldn't have been successful without her raising him that way.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
Well, how do you know that?
You're a product of your environment.
Not you. You rose up. No.
What the fuck is Don Swayze doing?
Look at the rattlesnake.
Why is Don Swayze such a piece of shit?
Don Swayze a real person?
Yeah, it's his brother.
What is Don Swayze? We're going to look up the life and times of Don Swayze.
Swayze was at Charlottesville. Yeah. They have a photo of him with a torch.
Oh, the only thing Don Swayze ever did was buy a Dodge Charger. This is his greatest accomplishment.
He got a Dodge Charger for his 45th birthday from Patrick Swayze, and he drove it into a woman's head. Tim, what do you have to plug?
This week at Mohegan Sun, 17th through the 19th, August 25th, 26th, Dead Crow Comedy Club, North Carolina. September, DC Improv Lounge. October, that's far out, but Hilarities in Cleveland. TimDillonComedy.com. Sign up for tickets to the double-decker bus tour that we do around the city. We're taking it to L.A. TimDillonComedy.com. Sign up for tickets.
Yeah, Nick. Anything to plug, my friend?
We're having a Unite the Right protest in Philadelphia to speak out against the removal of the Rocky statue in front of the Art Museum. So come on down. He's a white hero, Rocky Balboa.
Drive down, please.
He really did more for the white man than most.
Than anybody.
Rocky? That's a great old Eddie Murphy bit, just talking about when Rocky came out, the balls that Italians got.
Yeah.
It's like in the movie theater, it's like, yeah, I'm going to take a large Coke, a large popcorn, a box of Goobers, and the nigga's going to pay for it. What'd you just say? Oh, you must have just saw Rocky. Eddie Murphy was the best.
He was great.
The best. Guys, August 24th through 26th, Sacramento Punchline with my man Nate Bargatze. He's bought me an airline ticket. He flew me out.
Spirit.
First class.
Wow, good for you.
Never in my life have I flown first class.
What carry?
I'm always tempted to do that.
To upgrade? I'm going to start upgrading more if I like it. I heard it's incredible.
It really is great. I mean, you walk by it and you go, oh, this is just...
Yeah. I walk by it and I purposefully hit my elbows into people's temples.
Yeah. You know, anytime I see a child flying alone in first class, I want to slit their throat.
Yeah.
I want to just fucking garrot them with the free earbuds.
Secretly, I hope it's just a very generous human trafficker who's like, listen, the flight's going to be good, but get ready. Because when we land, you go to work.
He's connecting to the Lolita Express.
Yeah, you go to work.
Also, August 27th, I'll be in San Francisco headlining One Night Only Beer Basement in the Tenderloin. 8 p.m. show. We got a weed sponsor, Urban Farms of San Francisco. So if you guys come out, we will be smoking a ton of weed, eating a ton of edibles, and laughing our asses off all night. Really cheap drinks there as well. So August 27th, San Francisco. Guys, get your tickets. Go to GomezComedy.com to get those tickets. August 28th through September 1st, I'm at a bunch of venues, various stand-up shows. I'll be doing some podcasts, Doug Loves Movies, Kill Tony, a bunch of other shows. I'll be at the Venice Underground. Go to my website and check out those dates as well. Roastmasters live every Tuesday night at the Stand. Free tickets with promo code RAP. If you guys want to watch New York City's best comedians roast each other, you guys can do that. And go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, all that shit. All right, done. I'm done. Thanks, Shannon. What's going on with the Don Swayze? Give me a little background information on him, Shannon. What does he do?
We're digging into Don Swayze?
We're digging into the Don. Donald Carl Swayze, born August 7th, 1950, is an American actor noted for character acting in dramatic series and soap operas. Okay. He looks like him. That's the problem when you're the less famous brother. You have to change your last name, and you have to not look like the guy.
Do you remember that? What was it like?
Look at him. The only thing he can do is play Don or Patrick Swayze later on in his life.
That's really the problem.
Which show it was? Yeah. Was it according to Jim, where he had like poker night with Don Swayze and Frank Stallone?
No, that's funny.
There was some show where it's like some shitty brother of like.
Imagine being that. Imagine you're Don Swayze and you're Frank Stallone, and they go, "Hey guys, we have this idea.
Yeah,
we've written a scene about how shitty you guys are.
Yeah."
Come and play yourselves, being your shitty selves.
Yeah.
And they have to, because they need the check.
Yeah, they have
to. They have
to
just
it.
Put their fucking tail between
they
their
have
legs
to do it.
And walk in and be like, yeah, I'm shitty. Yeah.
So the character.
Everyone laugh at me.
Yeah. The character is, you're a loser. Okay? Yeah. So we'll see you Tuesday.
But check this out. It's not a character.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
Is there a script?
No, just go in and be yourself. That's still better than being delusional into thinking people aren't laughing at you.
Right, as long as you accept that. Like,
I would rather be Don Swayze than Corey Feldman going on the Today Show and singing that song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
You gotta wonder, how many people go see Kevin Farley because they just miss Chris,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Kevin Farley has a huge following.
No, he doesn't.
Independent of people who really love Chris.
Yeah.
And some people who may think it's Chris. Like,
yeah.
Some people that are over 60 that might literally think that's Chris.
Well, there
for the majority of the show.
There's almost like a craziness with Corey Feldman that you almost go, I think I would rather that. I think that I would, whose life would I have rather have?
I feel bad for him.
He was fucked as a kid.
Corey Feldman getting fucked so much that your brains get scrambled.
Yeah, but there has to be a lot of people that get fucked as kids, and they don't end up Corey Feldman.
Yeah, they didn't get fucked that much. They didn't get fucked by that much powerful Hollywood dick. Hollywood jizz, I have a feeling, does a lot more to fuck you up. Because look at all the fucking child actors as they get older.
So that poison from the La Brea tar pit.
I will say.
Works its way into the pedophile semen.
There's
happened is Howard Hughes poisoned the water tables with jet fuel experiments back in the 40s. So that's why Hollywood's filled with pedophiles.
Yeah. I believe it. There's
that documentary, An Open Secret, about Hollywood pedophilia that literally was shown twice and is now on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's about that there was just a group of fucking power brokers, directors and stuff like that, who would, like, pass kids around. Yeah. They would just be like, oh, you got to fuck. You didn't fuck Logan Lerman yet?
But once that kid is fucked once, I mean, come on.
Well, then, of course.
Then it's a waste.
It's like a cheat day on your diet.
Yeah.
If you have a donut at 8 a.m., why not?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying even from his perspective, you know, once he's a rape toy, once a rape toy, always a rape toy. Like, he's damaged. Now you just...
No, once you get out, that's when it breaks you and ruins you. It's that he's not getting... Because Zac Efron's still probably being fucked all the time.
Right.
And that's why he's fine.
And he's killing. His body looks better now.
Yeah, he's staying in homeostasis by being in a permanent state of molestation.
Can we see...
Right, when the dick stops,
that's
it's like musical chairs.
It's like heroin.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, you know what? It's almost like...
That's fast. Is that because I don't even know if that you're joking now? Because that makes sense to me.
Let me be clear.
That literally makes sense.
Let me be clear. I never know when I'm joking.
Keeps you beautiful.
I never know when
you're joking. Look at Macaulay Culkin.
No, but I'm thinking about it.
As soon as you stop, they cut off the supply of pedophile semen. Then you fall apart. Look at
this. Is, by the way, this is just justification. So many pedophiles listening to this right now being like, see? See?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Nick's point was interesting because it's like, if you're just fucked so young where everything you know is fucking, and that continues,
it's part
are
of my,
you almost okay?
My new primetime show, To Sate a Predator.
Yeah. This is how susceptible I am. I'm listening to this going, this makes a lot of...
This
Nick knows a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. Chris Hansen comes in, the pedophile walks in and he goes, why don't you fuck this kid instead?
Yeah.
Instead of fucking that kid you came here to fuck, this one's been abused for years.
Now, obviously, look.
Just fuck this kid and don't hurt more children, and we can reach an equilibrium.
It's not bad. What if you grew a specific supply of kids to fuck?
Yeah, like the Matrix.
Interesting, like a stem cell research to just breed kids to be fucked.
Can't they do that, right? Like, here's what I believe. I believe the government right now can clone a human being.
Sure.
100%.
Sure.
100%. They need some fucking jizz, an egg, some stem cells, whatever
it
is,
more
right?
More complicated than that, but sure.
Dude, they
that's not
hot
cloning,
lamp.
That's sex. That's sexual reproduction.
Dude, I cloned a chicken.
I cloned a child in my bedroom 4 years ago.
Right.
So... No, you fucking... Dude, I'm telling you right now, I believe that the human government has the human...
human government.
I believe we have one
Here
human government
that
is overseeing everybody that nobody even knows about. So don't even get me into that.
As you talk, I just side more and more with white nationalists. I'm like, what is this about races not having equal intelligence?
I believe the government can truly clone fucking people. I believe we can make dinosaurs like Jurassic Park, okay? That shit doesn't seem that far off. When I saw Jurassic Park, the first movie, I remember going like... Oh, yeah, that just makes sense.
Right.
The way they did it, like, they took, like, turtle fucking eggs, and then they injected some dino skin into it, and then they made dinosaurs.
So you're saying, why not breed an army of clone children to be fucked?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they won't let us have robots. I mean, them. They won't let them have robots.
Up, they're coming up with sex dolls.
I know.
For pedophiles, but it's very...
It's illegal.
It's very hard to buy a sex doll.
Not in Japan.
Japan's
trying to get it into the Olympics. They love it there.
and they should.
It's just seven runners take off and a sex doll lying on its side with its mouth open.
Yeah. Well, it's like relay running, but the guy just has his dick out and he's getting to the line, and the other guy's just reaching.
And you just got
to
pass this.
Yeah. They just reaches and he pulls the kid off his dick. And his dick, and then he runs.
But if that, because look, does a clone have a soul? No? That's the idea. And if you can rape something that's soulless.
Have you seen The Sixth Day?
No.
That'll blow your mind.
Yeah?
And that's like the Schwarzenegger clone movie.
Do they have souls?
It's all about...
Do they have souls? Yeah.
It deals with that issue.
That's the whole thing. I think right now, like, if you were to say, if Tim said, hey, dude, I sold my soul to the devil, we can rape the fuck out of him on this table, and I don't even think it should be illegal.
Well, number one, I'm on board for both of these things. So you don't have to even... We could have consensual sex, and if you know the devil, I will absolutely...
It's not as much fun, Tim.
No,
when it's consensual, it's then I'm just gay.
Yeah.
If I'm raping the fag out of you...
So if you are in Japan, you can go in Tokyo and buy a sex doll of a kid.
I think so, yeah.
That's got to be weird, bumping like into someone you know on the train with just a kid sex doll.
It's in a car.
How do they wrap that? They got to put that in like a package.
Especially because their transit is so fucked, because it's overcrowded. Not only do you have a child doll that you're fucking, you're taking up extra room on the train with it.
I just imagine just they sell them in Target, so you just like fucking see.
Why do you have that giant box? Take whatever's in there out of that box. No, it's all right. Yeah. No, you're taking up room on the train. Just open the box.
What is that? They go, it's a basketball? What? It's a basketball.
It's a doll for my daughter.
Oh, there they are. Yeah. There they are.
It's not a child sex doll.
Oh, look at those mouths.
Look at this. I love this. Russian, Japanese,
Russian,
Belarusian, Japanese. You're not going to see a normal one here.
White trash.
This one special made for Ron Howard.
Is this a child?
Like, I want to fuck me.
For Antifa members that want to rape a white nationalist child.
That's a pedophile doll when you're trying to not be a pedophile.
This is Chucky 4, Ass of Evil.
Come here, I'm going to suck your dick with my ass. You fucking bitch.
I got to get out of this fucking body. Such a great fucking movie.
Don't feel guilty, I want it too.
The doll would rape, by the way. Yeah. If you remember Child's Play, right?
Yeah.
Dude, the doll was so fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
And my mom, she was a bad mom, so I watched Child's Play like 7.
I watched it with my grandma when I was like 5 years old. We rented all 3 Child's Play movies at Blockbuster. And my grandma was like, we sat there watching it, and the movie starts, and Chucky's like, I'm gonna kill you, you fucking cunt. And my grandma's like, are you sure you should be watching this? I'm like, it's called Child's Play.
Yeah,
you
it's
fucking
for children.
Cunt.
What are you, an idiot? Yeah. Obviously, it's about a doll.
Yeah.
The word child is in the fucking title.
I watched Shawshank Redemption with my grandmother, and then there's that rape scene in Shawshank Redemption where he's just getting brutally raped, and my grandmother just got up silently, left the room, made tea, and then just came back.
She went to go masturbate.
What, like Kermit the Frog? It's none of my business?
Yeah. She's like, well... If this is what he likes, this is what he likes.
I've talked about it a lot on the shows before. Like my mom, I remember my mom rent. It was a moment in my life that like sticks out as like a poignant. Like I remember it clear as fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of these. There's a few moments like that in my life where there's like these clear like flashes from a kid where you're like, that was a moment where I either felt bad, great, whatever it is, right? And my mom rented Clockwork Orange, and I just I remember clear as day just watching the guys. Cut the tits out of the girl's red dress, and then gang rape the girl in front of the old guy that's tied into the chair, and just I remember like thinking, I was like, okay, well, yeah, I know what gang rape is now. Cool.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, my mom probably should be taking away from my mother for that.
Yeah.
I think you cannot introduce your children, a child, like a 7-year-old child, to gang rape.
I remember. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Oh, yeah. I watched...
Counterpoint?
My mom did that. I watched Prince of Tides with my mom, which has a flashback scene to, like, Nick Nolte being raped as a boy, which is, like, that's not even... It's just a weird movie. It's, like, a shitty movie. So if you're going to expose your kid to, like, child rape, I don't know why you would choose Prince of Tides.
You want a more higher-rated movie.
Yeah.
What is there on Tomatoes on Prince of Tides?
A romance between Nick Nolte and fucking Barbara Streisand.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah, I never saw Prince of Tides, but I wonder what the Rotten Tomatoes is, because that's actually a very great point. If you're going to damage a child, make it an Academy Award-winning movie, because I guarantee Clockwork Orange won some awards.
The movie's about this guy whose sister kills himself, so he goes up to New York to like clear out her apartment, and he starts talking to her therapist, played by Barbra Streisand, and she's trying to help him like deal with it, and they start talking, and then eventually they develop some kind of relationship.
Barbra Streisand is proof that the Jew media is in control of everything, because they're trying to push her as a beautiful woman.
She's hot. She's hot in a Jew way.
Yeah. You know, she's hot the same way that Jennifer Grey is hot, like a weird thin-lipped Jew face.
Jennifer Grey is hot in an 80s girl way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, within her own genre, yes. She's doing
well.
Yeah,
thin-lipped Jew broads.
I imagine if you don't win an Academy Award, like the head of the studio like brings a director in, and he's like, I got to be honest, we had 6 minutes of just rape in that, and we couldn't get one fucking award. We raped a child.
Yeah.
We raped a handicapped deaf person. Yeah. We raped a deaf person.
Yeah.
To Bach, and we couldn't get anything. Like, it's a problem.
Yeah.
There was
The Academy Awards, you got to go every other year. You do the woke award, and then back to white guys. So next...
I was screen testing for a show.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in the green room of a network I will not mention. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, and then other social justice warriors start to come into this green room because they are screen testing for the show. These aren't even comics. These are people who have YouTubes with Amy Schumer, racist ? That's their comedy that they're putting out into the world.
My name's Dawn Beth Custard. I'm 400 pounds. Yes. I have bipolar disorder. Yes. I had a stroke at birth, so I have the mental capacity of a 4-year-old. And guess what? I'm pissed off. I'm freaking mad, okay?
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm just trying not to say anything. I'm just and then these two kids start talking about, they're like, we were on a show together, woke as fuck. And I'm I was just like, I just thought of you immediately. I'm like, what the hell was woke as fuck?
And I'm sure, I guarantee you, woke as fuck, fuck is spelled with asterisk, exclamation point, or whatever.
PHU.
Which is they can't, we're badass in your face, but we're going to censor the title of the show.
But we can't say fuck.
Don't look it up. Don't prove me wrong. Right. I guarantee you it's censored.
I'm going to send you something that I am banned from Facebook, so I cannot. I'm not banned from Facebook. I am. I can't click on anything. I can't comment on anything. I can sign in.
Doesn't that shit suck? They used to do that to me.
Ooh, dude. But check this out. I deactivated my account. I was like, fuck this. I went on Twitter. I was like, fuck this. I'm deactivating my account. And I deactivated it. I was like, done.
Yeah.
And then you can just sign in and then it reactivates your account.
Yeah. You're never gone from Facebook.
There's no...
The way you delete your Facebook, because I did this when
this is crazy.
Years ago, I wanted to delete my Facebook, and they did that whole process because they like data mining. They make all their money off selling your information, so they make it impossible to delete your account. So I was just uploading the nastiest shit porn I could find.
And then they deleted
tagging girls I went to high school with.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's like, so how I got out, sexual assault. How I got out, harassment and assault. I would threaten to murder people's mothers all day.
I would just take a picture of my enemy's babies and then send it to them.
They will delete your account quick if you do that shit.
I will just post snuff films under your Disney vacation.
Nick's like, I'm actually banned from the internet. For 9 years.
Fuck that, dude. If they want to be, first of all, Nazis with their content policy.
Straight up.
But then also hold on to all your fucking data and sell it, then fuck you. I'll make a problem for the company if they want to hold on to that shit.
Well, I think that there's probably other ways. There's got to be a way to delete it altogether without committing
crimes. Tear the walls down, dude.
Yeah. I want to delete it. And then here's the thing, right? So I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean? Just sign in. I signed in and it was like, you've reactivated your account. I was like, that's just signing out.
Yeah.
All it is just signing out.
Yeah, there's no way that I know of other than Nick's way to get away from these people.
Mm-hmm. This is fucking crazy.
You're in.
I got
bring a gun to the office.
Let me explain.
You know what we don't see anymore?
You're just firing
shootings.
A gun at Mark Zuckerberg. Let me out. Can I leave now? Yeah.
Listen to me. This is why I got...
That guy's trying to be president.
And it's not even... Dude, I've written so much worse.
He's hiring pollsters. He's giving speeches.
Mark Zuckerberg will never be
president.
He will never... There is nothing presidential about that man.
Nothing.
Really presidential about Trump.
I know, but listen.
No, there kind of is in a weird villainy
Trump
way.
Is at least enthralling. He, even if you know he's wrong about stuff, he's so watchable and you're in a trance.
Right.
Like, even that press conference where he's saying, I'm just like, man, you can't.
Zuckerberg's a weenie.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any fucking.
An uber nerd.
Like the same problem that Rand Paul has.
Right.
The same reason Rand Paul will never be president is because he has zero fucking charisma.
Looks like Fievel.
Yeah.
All right, this is it. This is why I got.
He have a very Fievel ass. Yeah. Like if Fievel was a libertarian, just talked about the gold standard.
Listen, this is what I got banned from. For 72 hours. We removed this post below because it does not follow the Facebook community standards.
Wow.
And what I had posted
what
was...
What high standards they have.
Fucking white women, you sneaky bitches convince everyone that you're a part of the diversity movement, not even hating, bravo. So, because I'm attacking white women, right, some fucking SJW cunt went and reported this. And I'm assuming they probably have a thing where if two or three people report a comment as hate speech or as, you know, whatever it is, then that's that. And then they could fucking ban you. And I've had this happen to me a couple other times.
I've had it happen to me, too, last year. I wrote, and they dredged up something from a year ago that I wrote where I said...
Niggers deserve to die.
Well, no.
Sorry, I'm...
And then it was just a picture of a pork chop. No, but I wrote when I see some of the half a fag sociology professors that raised you, because it was Father's Day.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, when I see some of the half a fag sociology professors that raised you, I get it.
Yes.
But that was a year ago. And then they dredged
that
up. Oh,
somebody went fucking back.
Somebody found from a year ago that they were looking for something, and I got banned for like 3 days. It's like a 72-hour ban.
Yeah, yeah, but it makes me really angry because what it does is we depend on it to kind of promote shit.
Absolutely.
You know, I literally just posted a thing yesterday.
I don't depend on shit, dude.
I do, but this is why I'm saying I'm not going to. This is why I agree with you. Because I go and I post, you know, 2 days ago I posted, hey, me and Dave are planning a bunch of road gigs. Yeah. If you know anybody that produces shows, you know, around the country, hit me up. I'm trying to co-produce shit, right? Just because, for me, I would rather just go and book shit myself instead of waiting for these fucking agents and clubs to get back to me, right? So I'm just going to book shit. Who gives a shit? I can put 100 people in the club. Who gives a fuck? Right. So I have a bunch of people now hitting me up and tagging people and be like, oh, yeah, I want to do it. And I can't respond to them.
That's shitty.
For me, I'm going like, wait, so you decided that was the joke that went too far? I have plenty of jokes that are way worse than that, way more offensive, offend more people. But to have this kind of arbitrary standard, that's the thing that bugs me. If it was very clear, like, hey, you cannot mention race on Facebook, I would decide to go on Facebook or not. But they can't arbitrarily decide that. And also the fact that you have other people that are reporting you and able to pull your fucking content down is the thing that really fucking bugs me.
Yeah, it's gross.
So I'm done. I'm done. But here's
Facebook
what I need to do.
Facebook is like they're overcorrecting because a lot of people blame them for like the spread of quote unquote fake news in the election, and so then Facebook as an overcorrection is now like anything from any questionable source or anything that they define in very broadly as hate speech, they're trying to take off Facebook.
Yeah. Well, we need to stop
the thing
Twitter
is, and Google.
Everybody
they're all doing that.
Everybody wants to be a shitty cop. Everybody has that impulse to have some sort of bullshit authority where they can take something away from somebody or have everyone bend to their will.
Well,
so,
everyone, you're right about that, and this is why you
But most people have lives where they're like, oh, I would be that except I have a kid or a
watch
job.
I happen with my doorman.
Yeah.
My doorman,
even,
right? This is what he does.
South Park nailed it. It's like, you know, the biggest troll is like just a married guy that just does it in his fucking
frustrated.
Free time.
Yeah.
I come
not even
home,
frustrated.
Yeah.
It's just why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Because everyone has that impulse.
Yeah. You're right about the authority because I come home the other day and my doorman...
Fuck you.
You stop playing DS over there. What
yeah,
are you
I gotta turn my ringer off.
Nothing says
guys.
Professional like that ringer.
Yeah.
You know? Jesus Christ. That's the ringer that rings
music.
As the sheriff is knocking on your door to evict you.
So,
you hear that?
No, immigrants love the default ringtone.
They love them.
I love being on the bus and there's some Chinese guy with his pants pulled up to his chest. And then you just hear, hello, Moto.
15 other brown people check their phone.
Everybody's looking at it.
No, I come in the other day with my doorman, and what the fuck did I ask him? I asked him...
Your doorman?
My doorman from my building.
Oh my, I've been in your building.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot you had a doorman.
Yeah, yeah, doorman in my building, okay? And I,
Which is, to be clear, it's just a guy that hangs out in the lobby, but he's nice.
It's a homeless guy who holds the door.
He's
Thank
a
you,
sweet
sir. Please
guy.
Please change.
Yeah, yeah. It's brother man from Martin.
I take the shift sometimes.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, I
That's
come
not
in.
A bad job, dude. They make money.
Doorman make it.
Great
we,
job.
We tipped them $500 last Christmas.
Yeah.
Between $100 each, five doormen. So we, I come in. That's right. I wanted him to hold my keys for my son's mother. I was like, hey, she's going to be here in like 15 minutes. I was like, is it cool if you hold my keys? And this is very much the culture now. He goes, hey, man, just so you know, I'll do it, but I'm not supposed to. And then he like takes the keys. And it's like, either do it or don't.
Right.
But stop letting you know that you have authority and you could not do it, but you want to let me know that you have. Do it or fucking don't, fuckface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Some of the doormen in like these big, you know, office buildings now believe they are like an extension of the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
So they are like, they seem like they stand in like militarized positions and they're like, hey, excuse me. And they could clearly see I have like a fucking, like a paper pass. I'm trying to get in the jam and the fucking security thing to get through.
And
they like, two of them will like come over and like strong arm me. They're like, what's the nature of your business? I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah,
like, you know, they got a speech from some fucking idiot in the NYPD who's like, you guys are the first line of defense.
Yeah.
They're coming for Goldman Sachs.
Right.
They're coming. You guys are.
But if somebody accidentally sneaks into this casting company.
Right.
You know,
right.
And gets the role of idiot number three. In the new Subway commercial.
People blame like, oh, dude, since 9/11, it's gotten kind of crazy. I don't think that's true. I think it is more of that.
Because
it is more of the authority type of. The you get drunk with that power, and I think the average person walking around, they don't really get to feel it as much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I used to be really shitty.
Buildings don't need security. I don't understand why most buildings
Some of them do, but some of them don't. Like, a lot of them don't.
There hasn't been an office shooting in years.
You know,
it just doesn't fucking happen.
The best is the Diamond District, because they're like, they do it all themselves. They're like, oh, we just have steel, like, reinforced doors and Uzis on their desks.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's all part of the marketing. Like, for example, like, you know, they can raise my rent X amount of dollars because I have a doorman. Now,
absolutely,
their salary is figured into it.
Yeah.
I promise you, it's simple math. They make more money having the doorman off of the business than they do not having.
I do think 9/11 did contribute to this, because now people think their jobs are, like, a lot more important than they are. Like, there's some stewardess right now, or flight attendant, whatever, thinking that she might be, or he might be, the one to like prevent the next
they
should have
been
attack.
Those fucking losers on 9/11. If they would have fucking got together and done anything.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Mark Wahlberg said? He got in trouble before he made all those military movies.
Isn't it the flight attendant's fault?
He did some Q&A where he was like, I'm just saying, if I was on that plane, nah. Then Mark Wahlberg said that he personally would have stopped 9/11.
He's like, I would have
taken the one plane, then I would have flown it into the other plane.
He was coming hot off all the juice he did for Four Brothers.
Yeah.
He could have stopped 9/11.
I used to be really shitty, and I remember like when I first moved to New York City, 2001, 2002, like to customer service representatives, right? Really, really shitty. Like, if I wanted something, I would go to Sprint, and then I'd have a problem with my phone or my bill or whatever, and if they didn't give me what I wanted, I would really get like aggressive.
Right.
Like, are you fucking kidding? Give me your manager. Are you out of your mind? I'm a fucking paying customer, right?
Yeah.
And that used to work every time. And they used to come and they used to go, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, here, take whatever you want.
I used to love that. When I worked in a call center, there was nothing I loved hearing more than let me speak to your supervisor.
Yeah.
Because that meant that
you'd put him on hold and then do a fake voice?
No, because it meant that I didn't have to talk to him anymore.
Right.
And here's the thing, me and my supervisor are friends. I've known him. I work with him every day.
So he knows you're a cunt.
When I say, yeah, no problem. Boop, you go on hold. Yeah, there's some complete cunt on line three who has this problem. I already explained it to them. So here's why they're wrong. Here's why they're a fucking idiot, if you want to sweet talk.
Yeah. And then they come back.
That's
boop.
It. Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? I would just scream.
It's great. The mortgage industry used to do that. They'd be like, let me speak to your manager. Just some 24-year-old cocaine addict who'd get on the phone. Be like, what's your problem? Yeah. Like, these guys are taking my house. The guy's like, what? Well, my boss would hang up the phone and just be like, tell him we got disconnected.
Yeah.
And they would just walk out of the
room.
Drop the call.
Yeah, no, but it would work. I would scream at people until they gave me what I wanted. And for some reason, that stopped working a few years ago. I remember this one day where I started screaming at this person. And they were just like, we're going to have you removed from this store.
Right. We'll have you arrested.
We don't want your business. We don't want your money.
They don't care.
We don't give a shit.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know, but there's something about that. It doesn't work anymore. And I think because maybe the effective way to do it now is to go on social media and complain. You kind of make more noise now. I think before you were in a Sprint store and they were like, there's 30 customers. We don't want to make a scene in front of them.
What you do now is you pit companies in between each other. If you buy all your shit on Amazon, you got a problem with shipping, you contact UPS. If you buy something on Amazon through a third-party seller, you sick Amazon on the third-party seller, or vice versa.
Amazon will just give you shit for free, by the way. You don't have to pay for anything.
Lewis is threatening Sprint. He's like, I will get EBT on you so quickly. You want the federal government to get in your shit?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for shit from Amazon. I ordered a robe and they didn't.
Well, I mean, technically.
You don't. I ordered a robe and they didn't include the fucking thing, right? They don't know they didn't include the belt.
You're just buying like the old Puerto Rican man costume. I ordered a robe and a box of combs.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay for any of that. It's all included.
I ordered a do-rag and two cards of Newport.
Dominoes, yeah, a Panama hat. Yeah.
Some cigarillos. Yeah. It's all free if you order the old Puerto Rican man package.
Girl, hood of my 1987 Nissan Maxima.
Right.
And some corn cob slippers.
I love those.
Very comfortable.
Dude, when I went to the sauna with Ari or whatever, the fucking baths, like you see the old Puerto Rican dudes in those slippers.
Yeah.
Huge. They love them.
It's great, dude. I can't wait to give up on this part of my life and just become a fat Puerto Rican.
I'm there already. It's great.
My last in shape moment of my life. Like I'm going to give it a few more years. I'm going to get a couple TV shows, make some money.
Fat Joe.
Be rich. Yeah. Smoke cigars.
But you got it when you're a fat Puerto Rican. You got to do it the whole way with like the nameplates.
Nah, I'm gonna get jacked, and then once I have enough money to retire into like a warehouse out in the middle of Pennsylvania, and you know, not have to do anything anymore.
Yeah,
go completely hairless. Get rid of all my body hair.
Everything. Yeah.
Get down to like 4% body fat.
Just convince the entire town that you're powder.
Yeah.
They send kids to like go like fucking stand outside your house and run when you peek out the window.
Yeah. Just become like a jacked.
The alt right is like, this guy's the whitest guy we've ever seen. Yeah. He will lead us.
Uh huh. Look like a fucking mutant. That would be cool.
Well, you know what, Shannon? Speaking of which, let's guess the news, because there's a lot going on with the white power movement right now.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
There's a race war happening, guys. Charlottesville, Virginia. A lot of shit happening out there.
I will say this.
What?
Worst comedy festival I ever performed at.
Yeah, the Charlottesville?
I lost my artist badge. Nobody checked me in. I was supposed to be on the small stage after Spencer. Yeah. There was all this fighting.
They made you pay for your own hotel room.
Yeah, it was horrible. There was no it was no good branding.
Yeah.
Nobody
even
knew that there was comedy.
There wasn't even gift bags. They gave you a fucking...
A statue was headlining.
Yeah,
it's not even a comic.
They didn't even tell people we're supposed to do a live podcast in the bar.
Yeah. It was some statue from YouTube.
Yeah, everybody started macing us in the middle of a podcast. Not cool.
Yeah.
It's the JFL.
Literally, I was tweeting that because I didn't know what was... I didn't know there was going to be murder.
Yeah.
So I started tweeting like, hey, I'm at the Charlottesville Festival.
Like, I'm not going to lie. The crowds are aggressive.
Yeah. I was like, this is a little crazy. Is anyone else performing? And then like 5 minutes later, all you see is like a car is plat, like 20 people injured, one dead. I'm like, oh.
Tim Dillon's doing his bus show, driving through Charlottesville. Yeah. So over here, you see cop cars burning.
Right.
And over here, there's a black person swinging from a tree.
Right. Now, you see this black woman sitting on what looks like this white person's corpse. This is very interesting. Take a photo of this, as it is very telling.
I was like, is there anything in Charlottesville? Is this UVA, right?
College town, like one of those college
towns. Like, Charlottesville just sucks, right? Yeah. It's just some shit.
Yeah, Sean Donnelly had the most tone-deaf status, which I thought was the funniest thing I'd ever read.
What?
Literally, after this happened, Sean Donnelly's like, hey, man, I hope this doesn't want to... Sean Donnelly's another comic. He goes, hey, man, I hope this doesn't affect the people of Charlottesville. Anybody want to go and plan a trip to Charlottesville? I'm like, what?
Were you being serious?
He was dead serious.
I'm sure best thing they have there is like a P.F. Chang's that opened 2 years ago.
Insane.
Shannon, cut the music and pull up the top attractions.
I guess my point is, of all the places to protest the removal of like
a PF Chang's,
of a Confederate general, like New Orleans, there's a lot of those statues.
Yeah.
New Orleans is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
You can maybe make some case that it's like, I mean, it's a bullshit point to say that those statues shouldn't be removed. You can't make the argument.
Oh, I agree, they should be. I think there should be. I think if you have a Nazi statue in Germany, right? If it's a statue that represents something.
That's why Trump was kind of wrong in his press conference, because Trump was like, it was all about the statue. It's not really all about the statue.
It's not nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody
about
gives
about
a really fuck. Like,
nobody on either side truly gives a fuck.
And let's say you cared about the statue and you went, and then all of a sudden these guys are like waving Nazi flags and like Sieg Heiling. Like, you'd probably turn to your wife and go, like, you're from some like conservative history club. You might turn to your wife and go, maybe we should get out of here.
Start another sect. Here's the point.
This seems a little...
The fucking white guys that are out there that are protesting with him, and I know a few people that I consider like cool dudes that like really support that, and I'm like, here's the deal, guys, right? If you're saying, hey, it's not all Nazis out there, yeah, there's only some, if there's five Nazis in a group of 100 people and they're with you guys, you got to kick them the fuck out, Or go start your other your own group.
Yeah, but that guilt by association shit is tricky because, like, people don't fall into discrete categories like that. And that is an example where I would agree with you. But we get into that by being friends with Ant or you're friends with Gavin. I happen to think Gavin is...
No, I'm not friends with Gavin.
Yeah, I think Gavin is too far removed from me ideologically.
Gavin's a fucking dickhead. Gavin stopped being a fucking cool guy a while ago. Gavin's completely agenda-driven. Gavin's not a human being.
Let's put it this way. I have plenty of friends that are like leftists, and when Ant comes up, they're like, "That guy's a fucking racist," and I have to just say, like, "Yeah, you're right. He kind of is. All these criticisms."
Right. But that's the point. Is that really as bad as we're putting this stigma on being a racist when the reality is everyone has their own bigotries.
The situation with the statue thing is that because it's Robert E. Lee, if you look at Robert E. Lee in a historical context, there is a bit of like a revisionist argument that says that Robert E. Lee was conflicted on the issue of slavery. Right. He didn't really want to be a Confederate general. He was fighting for Northern...
Oh, I thought it was Brandon Lee's statue.
Yeah, it was... Right. Yeah, right.
Who was also conflicted.
Right. Who killed himself because he was half Asian. He right. hated that himself. Yeah, yeah. He wanted to be fully white, and that's why he had that man shoot him.
I think Lee, there's some letter to Lee's wife that he wrote, basically saying that slavery was a moral evil.
Yeah,
and I think that's where this kind of hinges around.
Up to God, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is Robert E. Lee's family was like his grandfather was like George Washington's like right hand man. The Lee family was like a historic family in the Virginia colony.
Yeah.
And he's like a historic American. In like the Mexican-American War, he was like an important figure.
Right.
I mean, they wanted Lee to head the Union Army at one point. But that has nothing to do with why that statue was erected.
Right.
That statue was erected as a fuck you to the North and to solidify the Southern racist slave-owning identity.
Of course.
So it's not about Robert E. Lee the guy.
Right.
So to bring up Robert E. Lee the guy and say, well, you know, he's kind of a nuanced figure is a bullshit point.
Yeah. Right. And if anyone's going to make that point, it's not a guy with a fucking shield, a face mask, and a Hitler quote on his shirt, and who's chanting blood and soil like these Nazis.
No, well, there are.
You're not in the realm of ideas anymore.
I also
you're carrying a torch.
I'm very consistent with my philosophy here. I say the same thing about the Black Lives Matter protesters. I go, yeah, I agree with a lot of what they say, but I'm not going to have some fucking thuggy kid with a face mask on that's smashing cop cars and throwing bricks at
walking
cops.
Walking around a community he shouldn't be in at night with a hoodie on.
Right.
No, but I'm not going to. That's not going to represent.
Or fucking Lewis is like, I'm not going to have some thuggy kid with a face mask at Sprint telling me I have to pay my bill when it's due. But like, I will say, get me your fucking
manager.
All
it is, it's about that.
Right.
It was always about that. 2001, it was like I didn't pay my bill and they turned my phone off and I had to scream at them to turn my phone on.
Yeah.
That's probably all of these white nationalists just have Sprint and they just walk into a Sprint store and there's just a black 19-year-old being like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's literally the response at Sprint. You'll go in, you'll be like, hey, this just doesn't work. And they'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Send it in. I'm like, no, I'm in.
And people want those people to get $15 an hour. Fuck.
That's not my problem.
I think so. Here's the
they already do. The people that work in the cell phone stores get paid well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, dude. The actual cell phone stores, they get paid pretty well. Because I remember when I was doing that like 12 years ago, the guys that worked at the actual Verizon store got like 18 an hour plus free phone.
Yeah. So the argument I think on the right is that if you, and this is a slippery slope, and I don't buy this, I think Lee and the Confederacy is, you know, the treasonous people. The argument is like, you have Washington, Jefferson, all of these guys were slave owners, they were all racist dudes, clearly actively racist, owning slaves, owning human beings as property. Why not tear all of those statues
down? What Trump said.
It's also, by the way, owning slaves back then was like fucking getting a girl drunk and having sex with her in like the late 90s. It was like you kind of just did it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a big problem. Then it became a problem years later. So I'm not going to judge those guys for owning slaves.
No, there were plenty of people that were abolitionists.
Yeah, there were plenty of people that probably didn't have
slaves.
Yeah,
there were plenty of people that weren't date raping in the 90s.
Yeah.
We called them pussies.
It's not like they didn't have like slaves in England at the time. You know,
right.
I mean, this was like specific to the Americas. Like slave trade was a problem.
We really owning held slaves. On
Tim, now, Tim, longer here's than the everybody. Problem. You guys don't know shit, okay? Yeah. The Africans sold each other to each other.
Yeah.
And then they came and sold them to us. And to be honest,
that is like the black on black crime.
You
want to
be a slave in America versus a slave in Africa. Call a spade here.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a slave in Africa. Okay, slave in Africa.
Like, I was watching like Fox News last night. This is like, you're so close to the points they make on Fox News. Like,
I'm
hilarious.
I'm like, kidding as a brown so man, ironically, yeah, yeah. And they're just like, no, this guy's great. Yeah. We need to get him on the air right now.
Yeah. Fox News last night, there was that guy, Greg Gutfeld. He's somehow now an intellectual.
Yeah.
He's on like a panel, and he's like, it's all tribalism in America. He's like, we got a lot of tribes in America. We got black nationalists, he's got white people, and he names all these things. Then he goes like this, he goes, and we got cults. And me and Kump and fucking Ralph are crying last night watching TV because it's like, these dudes are like, because they're just defending the indefensible.
But if you were going to be a slave, like, forget black, white, dude. This is just being a slave as a human. Mm-hmm. Okay, where do you want to be a slave?
Japan.
I gotta say Japan.
Why Japan?
Great sushi.
You're not getting sushi, dude.
Why are you getting fish? That's
rice.
What they eat.
Give me rice.
Because it's going to involve getting my dick sucked. I'm pretty sure.
Straight
you
up.
Think so?
And. Oh, yeah. And you want to fuck a kid's sex doll? No one's weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what they...
Everyone's kind of a slave in Japan.
Okay, that makes sense.
There's like 9 people who aren't slaves. Yeah. They have their own armies.
All of Tokyo has the same space element as a slave ship. You stack up on top of each other. You know, everyone's very sweaty.
Also, what were you saying before that, though? You were going to say...
Oh, yeah, the Trump thing where he's like, what's next? We get rid of Washington Monument and Jefferson Memorial? And it's like, yeah,
we're
going to
burn down the White House.
Do it, because, no, there is. I mean, Jefferson owned plenty of slaves,
yeah, but see,
and there
so
isn't an argument
of all
for
that,
it.
Then the argument is like, well, why are we following a constitution written by these people? Why the Bill of Rights? So then it's like, people just want a whole new country,
yeah. And
most people are, I'm not signing on to.
Then
your,
next thing you know,
Thomas
you're marrying
not
your cat.
As flawed as Thomas Jefferson was, he was a horrible person.
But to get there is different than let's just bulldoze a bunch of statues and monuments. And I kind
of
like
the
idea of half of Washington being destroyed.
If you take the history away from the entire country. If you take the history away and you say that there's nothing good about the government in terms of like the Bill of Rights clearly didn't apply to everybody, but to not recognize its importance as a document, the way the Constitution is held up, it's only been amended a certain amount
of time.
I thought
of an idea too.
To not say that these guys were brilliant and that they created a system of government that has for the most part endured and created a very high standard of living for a lot of people and everything. Is crazy. I think to
yeah,
apply,
but even the,
because then
the,
let's start tearing down all the black statues that were homophobic.
Tim, I have an
how
idea.
How many statues
guys,
were transphobic?
Guys. I thought of a solution. Okay,
yeah.
We tear down all the statues, melt them down.
We
and make
the Statue of Liberty's tits bigger with them. Yeah. We give her a huge
clit,
Melanie Rack,
huge fucking clit.
Yeah,
that you go
that's
up,
it's like
and you
a
can,
trans
you can view,
Statue
you can view
of Liberty,
New York from her clit.
What about if we
just
went,
make it look like Zach
if
Amico?
If you're
going
to apply
tits.
Modern standards to everything, every statue in this country would have to come down for some reason.
Melt down all the statues.
Every
no more statues.
That is why the Robert E. Lee statue is
make
different.
Them into spinners for black people.
I agree with Robert E. Lee. I think you should take the Confederacy down and shit like that. But it's like, if you want to start taking down the forefathers of the country because they were slave owners, now let's, because that won't be the only thing. It'll be like, who fucking didn't like women's rights and gay
well,
rights?
Here's the
and
thing,
every,
Tim,
you know what
here's
I mean?
The thing, you are being reasonable, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. On both sides, they're not being reasonable.
No,
so,
I agree with you.
And here's the truth. 95%
of people...
Thank
God my torch
this,
wouldn't like,
95% of
march.
People in the world agree with what you're saying right now. It's kind of just a reasonable, like, everyone kind of does that. The problem is,
that,
the
right.
people... No, I really do. I okay. really think that. I think most... The average person walking down the street,
yeah.
everyone that we know kind of thinks reasonably like this, right? And then nobody wants to go... on these platforms and have and say it.
Right.
Because the only people that are going on these platforms and giving an opinion on it
are crazy
and they're right. on the other side, right? Or they're on one very specific side. So, and then what happens is even when you're being reasonable, and the truth is guys like Dave Smith are being very reasonable. I'm being reasonable when I'm posting jokes about this stuff. It comes from a very... in the middle place. I think it's coming from a very, you know, every man.
I would
like,
say that
no,
Dave is reasonable, but he's an ideologue. He believes in a certain ideology.
Oh, yeah. No, he has 100%. He definitely has an agenda.
Right.
He definitely has
right.
a side, which is not
yeah.
that side or that side,
right.
but he has a specific
right.
side. But I think that's a very big problem right now.
What's
is
good about
the
people
average
like me
person.
And you, we don't have a side. We're just out for ourselves.
Of course.
And people need to realize instead of demonizing us.
I'm Mama Swayze. That's me.
Yeah, instead of demonizing us, they should realize that we're never embracing any collective identity because we're such. Narcissist
yes.
that literally, and that's there's a positive in that.
100%.
So Stop said that Dave posted during when that lady died, he wrote Nazism has killed less people than communism.
Yeah, that's just a tone deaf thing to post. I think
oh, okay.
if he did that, I don't
he
know
did.
That he did.
He did, but it wasn't.
But I also think Dave's trying
that's
to inflame.
He is trying to inflame. He is trying to troll his people. But here's the thing: that's not exactly what he posted. That's one part of what he posted. Okay,
right.
The commentary was on the hypocrisy. of people that they're freaking out. It's like Nazis are, and it wasn't about the girl's death even. Yeah. It was specifically about the hypocrisy of everyone going like, "Oh, these violent Nazis are going to come and fucking kill everybody," and blah 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 blah.
I wrote a very reasonable.
And Dave was like, he was like, "You guys are a bunch of fucking hypocrites,
right?
Because you guys are sitting there, and a lot of them are calling themselves communists. A lot of themselves are aligning themselves with communist values.
Most of those people don't know what the difference between communism and socialism.
I don't know. Yeah. But this is what Dave's saying though. I know what Dave's saying, because I listen to his podcast and I know Dave, I'm a good friend of his. So he's calling out the hypocrisy of the left, which is not the popular opinion. And it doesn't excite me to go and post the popular opinion online to go, "Oh, hey, dude, you know.
It's also like maybe after a woman, I'll never tell anyone what to post, but it's like after some chick gets her, you know, gets killed by a guy driving. It's almost like maybe, like, I feel like when you write something like that, you're writing it for a specific audience, you know, and you're writing it for people that are trying to kind of justify something or whatever. I wrote a very reasonable editorial in the Daily Stormer about this. And what I had said...
Yeah, I wrote a similar thing on the wall of the bathroom.
But this is the thing, like, so that's the problem. So that little dumb joke I made, it's just for people that don't think it's a joke. Yeah, a lot of people going to the Daily Stormer right now. What did Tim do? But those are the things. So it's, sometimes it is, I hate to say it, about how you make these points and, like, when you make
them. Well, this is because Dave got mad. There was a comic, and I won't say his name, but there was a comic who we all know, who's a pretty cool guy. You know,
he's a friend of mine, yeah.
Oh, yes. So you know.
I know.
Who said some shit on his wall, and Dave's like, "All right, dude, we're all comics. We all see each other. It's like, you're going to fucking call me pathetic."
Who wrote it?
I'm not going to say.
Come on, we already said Dave's name.
No.
Who? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, Dave's a guy that, first of all, he's not a fucking pussy. Like,
can't
he's a guy,
Mike Lawrence,
if you call,
right there.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing. I will roast battle anyone in the alt-right.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, the Unite the Right rally would not have happened if the Avengers were here.
I'm living in the shadow of my own kill.
If I can... It's Charlottesville, and all the alt-right guys are there, and Mike's like, "You look like if Grimace got HIV from a..." And then the Dodge Charger blasts into him.
Yeah.
But he's gained so much weight from his TV writing
job. It doesn't matter.
That the car just melts around his awful body.
But here's the thing. Dave has...
I've become one with the car.
Here's the deal. Dave has a neo-Nazi on. He writes on Facebook. Mm. And I like Dave, and I have no problem with anybody has on his show. But Dave writes on Facebook, "Had a lovely conversation with Christopher Cantwell."
Yeah.
Always love talking to Christopher Cantwell. Christopher Cantwell is a guy that has said, "Gas all the kikes. Dylan Roof wasted his life by shooting those animals."
But point out, Dave's a kike.
Okay, but
Dave's a kike.
I'm a gay dude, but
you're not a kike.
No, thank God. No, I'm kidding. I would have had it. Listen, you know, if I was a kike, I'd be sitting in an apartment talking to you twice a week. But here's the problem. Dave, and I'm not saying I agree with what anyone wrote, but Dave has to expect...
I'm getting turned on. I'm watching Shannon bounce up and down on her Swiss ball chair, and my dick's getting hard. She's in the corner just bouncing up and down as I'm watching you rant right now, and, like, I'm supposed to pay attention to fucking
this
Tim.
This is a very weird fetish you're developing.
Yeah.
He said gay too many times. Yeah. You had to reaffirm that you're not a homosexual.
Dave has to
sexually
imagine.
Harass a woman. Yeah. Anytime I start thinking I'm gay, I have to sexually assault
Dave
somebody.
Dave has to know the reaction he's going to get. He knows.
I agree. And here's the thing. Yes, he is trolling, and this is what I said him about the guy that I'm talking about, because he got very upset.
I was so disappointed that this was Dave and not you. I'm like, how did Lewis
missed opportunity? Yeah.
How did Lewis?
Well,
not...
and by the way, and I'm the one getting suspended from Facebook for a dumb joke, right?
Yeah.
So I said this to Dave. I was like, dude, you know, you're getting people upset. There are other comics that are getting upset. You're kind of taking advantage of the fact that people are upset, and then going, "Oh, look at people acting like idiots."
Yeah, but the hypocrisy of the left is not the argument that Dave, a reasonable person who is a libertarian, should be seeing this situation and responding with by saying, "Well, the Nazis aren't as bad as the communists." Because that's
I think that's
it's a bullshit trolly argument. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but I think that's not completely
as a reasonable
what he says.
Person. You should say the problem is like the white identity politics and why you
so
shouldn't give a
make,
shit about the fucking statue coming
Dave
down.
Dave can make any argument he wants, but I think the problem is if you have a guy on your show like Christopher Cantwell and you don't really challenge him, and if you have a guy like Richard Spencer on your show who's got a really fallacious interpretation of history, very shallow, not really well thought out, and you don't, and you kind of yuck it up and laugh with him, you're going to invite people that get very angry about that, because Christopher Cantwell has really advocated ethnic cleansing of a specific race of people, and for you not to like not call me, I get what Dave's trying to do, like, "Oh, I want to hear every point of view," but at a certain point it's like, at what point do you rope yourself in with that guy?
Well, it's almost like we were getting shit for talking about, what's his name? UCB rapist, quote unquote.
Aaron Glazer.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, dude.
He, by the way, is making posts on Facebook where he's like, Charlottesville is not for Nazis. It's like, buddy.
No, he didn't.
Did he? Read his Facebook post right now. It's amazing. It's like, buddy, if anyone shouldn't be virtue signaling, like if anyone should just let it go at this point. Funny.
That's crazy. What the? Virginia is for lovers, not Nazis.
Yeah, Virginia is for lovers, not Nazis.
Oh, dude. Well, it's funny.
But that's trolling too. Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? He is trolling. And I got to be honest with you, like,
we're living in a troll America.
Well, if he's going to do that, like, you know, we talked to him and he was like, I don't want to talk. I was like, look, if you want somebody to really get your back, go talk to Gavin and those guys. Those guys will get your back. I was like, that's their whole thing.
You'll be a correspondent. You want to be a correspondent. Yeah, they won't even. Cale Hartman goes on and talks about Russia.
That's actually my problem with Gavin and a lot of those guys. It's like, they just pick a side of an agenda and then they'll defend it backwards from there. It's like you're hiring a lawyer. You're like, all right, motherfucker, have an opinion. How do you fall every single, if you are a human being who falls on one side of the issue every single time, you are not a person with opinions. You're not a leader. You shouldn't be running a fucking radio show or a podcast or a TV show. Right. You are just a fucking parrot, okay? And I would rather listen to somebody like me who may be a fucking dummy, but at least has real opinions and isn't fucking guided by some bullshit fucking side. So that's what I do. I listen to myself all day long on podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm my own fan.
Well, this is like, I'm not even in an echo chamber. I'm in my own shower. Like, literally no one else's voice ever goes into my head. I just re-listen to things I say. Like, most people talk about an echo chamber as like you're around like-minded people.
I literally live in an echo chamber. I built a true echo chamber. Yeah. You rule. You rule. You rule.
Blacks rule.
But yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. You're right, and I agree with you about Dave. I agree that he's trolling, and if you're going to troll people, you can't. It's like,
But see, I think what Dave is doing is his like animosity towards the left as like a libertarian or whatever clouded his judgment on this particular issue. And that's why guys like slip into being more comfortable talking to far right fucking extremists because they line up with them in terms of their disdain for the left. And he forgets that, no, this white nationalist.
You're standing next to a dude who would kill you.
Yeah.
Who would kill James, my son, like who Dave loves.
Right. And not through neglect. You'll kill him. Like, actually kill him.
Yeah. Not just letting pee dry on his stomach and eventually becoming a.
I have a problem with identity politics as a whole. And I get into shit for that, and people push me. They put me in this alt, like crypto fascist alt right category because I say like
what's a crypto. I hear that term. What is a crypto?
It's like a neo fascist.
Yeah, it means
that
I'm an alt right guy, but I'm not openly saying that I'm an alt right.
I thought they were saying like the Crypt Keeper is like an alt right guy.
Fan. Like he takes his shirt off and there's a swastika on his chest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in a henny tattoo, so I can get rid of it if I want. But
I thought that was a Crypt Keeper. The Crypt Keeper as a neo-Nazi white guy. You know, the blacks are killing each other in Chicago.
On the bonfire, I did Lisa Loeb, alt-right Lisa Loeb. Best character I've ever done. You say immigration only is a positive, but I've noticed declining wages. No, go on, sorry.
Yeah, all I'm saying is like, and I think Dave would probably agree that, like, certain things, as far as identity is concerned, go too far with, like, you know, we should limit free speech or censor people based on people's emotions as a protected class. Such shit, I think, is bullshit because you set a dangerous precedent. Yeah. What happens when the problem I have with, like, identity politics includes white nationalism, and it's easy to forget that that's like the worst kind of identity politics is white nationalism
because it makes the least sense because literally the country was set up for you.
I don't I tell you why I don't think it's the worst
kind. You don't hear about it as much because the BuzzFeed comedy isn't doing like 10 reasons why it's really hard to be a white guy, and it's obnoxious because nobody likes to be told that they didn't struggle or they didn't work for the things that they had. So it's annoying to hear those like check your privilege arguments all the time, but that doesn't mean that there's not merit to them.
Of course there is.
I
don't care about the merit. As a brown person, I don't care about the
merit.
But
my only point is this, is after like years, 3 or 4 years of dealing with this constant cultural barrage of like
You know, oh, white guys are bad, all this shit. That does create a lot of that resentment that leads people to become fully all right, but also leads people who are mostly reasonable to sort of just resent the left and all of like the identity politics, scolding and virtue signaling.
But, that,
but you have to remember,
most people,
you have to remember that identity politics includes those white nationalists, and those are the worst kind. Because they're the most wrong about being oppressed.
I don't know if about being the most wrong is the problem, though, right? This is why it's not the worst kind. Because when you are justified and you're right, then you kind of get this weird social justice thing. And social justice, on the surface, is actually a good thing. A social justice warrior, it's become this negative thing, right? But in reality, a person who is fighting for social justice, for the rights of people, for everyone to be, you know, to live better lives and everyone to be able to, you know, fucking have rights and everyone to be able to be truly equal, that's truly a good thing. And I really do believe in that. And I think that most, 99% of people believe in that, okay?
Yeah.
The problem is when you're packaging, you know, fucking, when you're packaging destroying people's lives as social justice, you're actually kind of, I think that's a more of a dangerous thing because everybody's getting behind it. The entire 50% of the country is behind people losing their jobs for jokes. I was suspended for 72 hours from Facebook, right? Literally, the way that I make money is being impeded, right?
Yeah.
I had another guy contact Gas Digital, this gay guy, and SiriusXM try to have me removed from my job because I made a suicide joke, not about gays, not about
it was
trans-
me, but this was a soft coup that me and Ralph have been planning for months. Continue.
But that is something that has truly affected me, and I've never had a Nazi come and try to kill me or take my baby away.
Yeah, but they do the same shit to people.
They do, listen.
They get people banned.
Sort of,
no, they do mass reporting
Here's the point, though. It's a smaller percentage, and it's not under the guise of some sort of social justice or doing good for the... It's almost like they don't even hide the fact that it's retaliation. They go, yeah, well, you did that. Now we're going to fucking do this. And that's kind of creating...
It's an overcorrection. The social justice movement is a big-time overcorrection. You know, there's no whites in safe spaces, and Israel's a trigger, the American flag's a trigger, white-splaining, mansplaining, all of these things are an overcorrection. But to a very real thing where white people, men in general, have held positions of power and privilege in the country forever. The entire creation of the middle class, the reason that blacks were left out of it, had to do with blacks being denied loans, being denied grants, being denied, you know, the GI Bill, things like that, redlining, very racist real estate practices. And it's an ignorance of that. All of these white national guys like Jared Taylor, guys that are idiots, will get out there and they'll be like, why does Haiti look like Haiti does and Vermont look like Vermont? And it's like, it's a total ignorance of history.
Right.
So even though the SJWs are wrong and I hate them and I think they're bad, the white nationalist movement is kind of the same thing, but based on a total ignorance of history, having never read
any
book.
It's an overcorrection in its own sense. The same, the like white genocide arguments, and you know,
and
wearing
those
stupid
fight
shirts
genocide,
and going to the protest calling
Reddit, have a child, you're fighting white genocide.
Calling for ethnic cleansing in a white nation is literally a safe space argument.
Yeah. Right.
You're arguing for a safe space for white
people.
It's the
sucks.
Same exact
they
thing.
They all fucking suck. I think this
and
is the point that
I
make.
I think
this is the point
funding.
That Dave makes as well.
I don't think there is big of a threat.
Nothing gets me excited to go on social media and to fucking go, hey, Nazis are bad. It's just, it's almost like...
Yeah, but you don't have to
say
anything.
It's me posting, hey, it's sunny outside today.
I understand that, and you don't have to do that.
You don't have to say anything.
But, because you want to have a unique voice or a unique opinion, and you want to be reasonable, you try to find the middle ground with every argument. There is one to be had with the Charlottesville conversation, and that the contrarian argument, the reasonable one, or whatever you want to call it, that sits somewhere in the middle where you're thinking about the thing in a nuanced context, is not communism has killed more people than Nazis.
I agree.
That's not the
argument. Dave is trolling, and he should expect a troll response from it.
Hit that woman at 8 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just bump her.
Put her in the hospital. Let her know you're mad.
Use a Prius and blame it on a Bernie.
Here's the other thing. When Trump is going like, hey, this whole rally is about the removal of a statue, it's like the organizers of it, Cantwell, Kessler, Spencer, these are all unapologetic nationalist neo-Nazis who, you know, go on and on about the quote-unquote Jewish question on fucking, you know, social media. And Andrew Anglin, who writes the Daily Stormer, put a picture of the girl up who died, started saying she's a fat, childless, you know, cunt or whatever. This is, this is what they're saying about a dead chick. So it's like, these are the people. So the idea that Trump's like, there are very fine people in that group is shitty.
No, Trump is a fucking, here's the thing, Trump's a fucking asshole for not doing it. But you, we are, the left is even more assholes for them to go, oh, I'm so disappointed in our president. Like, really? You expected him to come out and
that's
disavow
retarded.
These people?
That's like, the
stupidest thing I've ever
the
heard.
The whole fucking, like, waiting with bated breath to see if Trump fucks up his
criticism.
Well,
it's criticism the same thing. They go, you're getting mad. By the way, also, in Charleston, I didn't even realize this. I read this morning. It was only 500 people. I thought it was way more.
It's not. Dude, it's not. They have no funding.
Yeah, of course. I thought the way the news is
you
coming
know what?
I thought there was 10,000 people.
This is all
fucking rally.
Hillary Clinton's fault for mentioning the fucking alt-right and all this bullshit during her campaign. This basket of deplorables. They love Pepe the Frog.
500 people would have went out and stood around and went home.
No one would give a shit about the alt-right if fucking Hillary didn't mention it during her campaign.
They are
you stupid bitch.
Here's the thing. Here's why they keep getting more attention, because to defeat them is the hardest thing, and nobody wants to do it. It's ignore them. No one can ignore anything.
Of course not.
And literally, if you ignore them, you will defeat them, but it's the hardest thing to do.
They think it won't. That won't work because the media tried that with Donald Trump barely.
The media never ignored him.
No, during the primaries, they said let's not give.
Because
well,
he did this before. He had tried to run before. He had talked about it.
As soon as he was
really
as soon as he was real, he was the guy.
Yeah,
you know?
He was all that was
he
on
was all
it was 90%.
They ignored Sanders.
The
that's who they ignored.
Yeah,
Bernie Sanders had to fill fucking fields in Wisconsin with 20,000 people before he got two cameras.
The fact that there's 500 people, I found it was so surprising to me because the amount of coverage, I mean,
dude,
I thought it was
have lives.
I thought it was a crazy fucking thing, and I was like, 500 people is really not much. I noticed that it's the largest gathering of Nazis or white nationalists since the fucking 60s or whatever. Dude, look, I got to be honest with you. 500 people is nothing. It's an immeasurable amount of people.
Yeah, we're a country of 350 million people.
It is
people.
Nothing.
Well, you know what's funny?
And that's who fucking showed up. That was a big, powerful movement. The media should have went, only 500 fucking white nationalists showed up. What a sad thing. Look at this Black Lives Matter rally in fucking wherever where they had 20,000 people show up, or the Women's March where they had fucking 50,000 people show up. You can kill them with just
or
by
the
laughing
gathering
at them.
Of the Juggalos.
The preacher,
20 times as many people.
The Juggalos has 15,000 people.
Huge.
Skankfest had 600 people.
Right.
Skankfest.
Yeah.
Skankfest, and 400 of them were at the Unite the Right rally.
It was such a huge overlap.
So...
They took tiki torches from the Creek of the Cave. Awkward to now admit, but...
You know, I didn't want to say this, but Skankfest was sort of the beginning of all of this. Nazis, here's the other thing, right? Are they that bad? I don't really know much about the Nazis.
Well,
you know, if you take out the Jew killing, what else do they stand for that's bad?
The thing that's like...
I'm not a huge fan of German desserts. There's a lot of cream...
I think German desserts are great.
No, the balance is
chocolate.
Off.
They really do like the chocolate good.
Is German chocolate cake even German?
No, that's from us. I do love Black Forest cake, which is the stewed cherries.
Well, like Belgian chocolate, it's like the same fucking region,
it's a
dude.
Different country.
Come on, bro. Really?
You just answered your
own. You're going to count Belgium as a different country as Germany?
Well, technically, yes.
You just answer your own question, though. It's like, are Nazis a problem? There's 500 people. So, no.
Right.
Yes. What is a problem is that Trump is president and then people that are associated with these groups are in the White House. Now, like, I don't know what caused that. I don't know how he won the election. I mean, Republicans voted for him because Republicans will vote for a Republican
candidate.
There are
62 million people, I think, that voted for Trump, and there were 500 people that rallied. The idea that there are... Nazis everywhere, in the cupboard, in the school system, in the police force. I do.
In the police force, yes.
Sure.
And in the government,
there are racist people in every industry.
Everything, man.
You can name.
It's for the president to say there's blame on both sides in this situation.
It's not the right way to go.
It's the same thing as
Dave saying communists have killed more Nazis. It's trolling. It's maybe not necessarily
It is
wrong.
Not the president's position to troll.
Right.
This isn't Facebook,
agree.
Dude.
I agree.
Right.
He does that. That's what he does. It's
like
not
when he goes, why does no one care about the violence in Chicago over the weekend? Nine people
it's just trolling. So here's the thing. Why are we expecting... We're the stupid
because
ones
here's
for expecting
what the problem.
Anything different.
Those words reflect his actual opinion. He's not trolling. That's how he feels. And then he gives directives to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department is responsible for oversight for the police departments to kill unarmed black people.
Looks like you guys just started like coming out with the Undertaker.
Yeah. He doesn't give a shit. All the systemic racism problems of systemic racism that like, are serious fucking issues that are much worse than, like, some guy getting a stupid haircut and protesting a statue removal. Things like zero accountability.
Didn't Macklemore apologize? Macklemore just apologized for his haircut. Is that true? Look that up.
I feel like Mueller was just giving like the worst like end of camp speech ever to a bunch of kids that were just sitting there like, and he's like, it's been a great summer, but sit down. We got to go over a few things. A bunch of 11-year-olds.
I'm
going
to give the floor over to camp counselor Feldman, who's going to...
Camp counselor Feldman's like, you were special. Every part of you is special.
Especially your asshole.
Don't let anyone tell you that it's not special.
Did he, what did he?
He renounced it.
He renounced his own haircut.
That makes sense.
Because he got Nazi haircut.
I mean, this guy's, come on.
I was going to get, you know how they have like the hipsters.
How much of a narcissist
Tim, you know,
are you
going to
go out there and be like, listen, here's the issue. I get it.
I was saying a year ago, I was so happy that it was taken away from him.
Yeah.
You know, the hipsters do the mustache and the finger? That's
they used to.
I don't know.
I want to do like Hitler mustache and the finger. How great would that be?
That'd be cool. Just a black bar that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, what is that?
And then you're like, why are you smelling your finger?
I feel like.
Smells like Jewel.
Yeah. No, it's bad. And here's the other thing with Trump is like, here's what's horrible about it is that he's so entertaining and so. Like it's just riveting when you're watching the guy. You're like, there's just something like you can't look away. There's like to get through a Hillary Clinton speech. It was like obviously, listen, she should have won. Like all these boring politicians. Like this system's not designed for a wholesale reimagining.
Yeah,
it's just not gonna happen. Mm. So the reality is, you need to just kind of land this plane. However, this is gonna land. Like it's not gonna be. Sanders could get in too. He wouldn't have been nearly as embarrassing, but he wouldn't have got. He might have got one thing done, like Obama got one thing done. There's too many forces, too many large immovable institutions here to have these drastic changes that people want. And Trump is like really just a huge. And when he falls below 30%, you're gonna see more Republicans get on board with what probably will be some type of show trial impeachment. They don't have it on Russia.
This is
but
a lot for real.
Impeachment
podcast,
is.
This is fucking. We're
is
going
political
off.
Thing.
Let's go back into what's funny about Nazis.
Nazis.
Let's name the fun things that Nazis did. Come on. Let's keep it a little less.
I don't even remember.
Man, you should have had another retarded kid that got beat up at a Yankees game.
Yeah, dude. That was fun.
Yeah, Lewis, this is on you. You decided
to make this political.
Yeah.
No, this
look at this
political.
The whole prep sheet is race war.
Number two,
Nazis.
The race war is imminent.
Charlottesville, not good.
Lewis, number three, should I give James up for adoption? Vote on Twitter.
No.
Interesting. That's
Look,
interesting.
Here's the thing. We take an everyman approach to these big topics.
Right. So we solve Nazis. What have they done that's cool? I mean, listen, I don't know. They've been very fun in comedy movies for fodder.
What I like about the Nazis is their fascination with the occult.
I love that. I love that.
That's cool. And there's
Aleister Crowley, yeah.
Yeah. You know about Der Glocke, that weird ghost bell they were making?
I love that shit.
They had some weird fucking experiments that they were carrying out. Not on people. Well, the ones on people
were
pretty
cool.
As fucked up as Mengele was.
They were so weird, and we took all of those Nazi scientists and we brought them into America and gave them funding and allowed them to keep.
And I watched this morning Captain America. It's literally the plot of Captain America is we steal a Nazi scientist, and he makes Captain America.
This will tie it all together. Werner von Braun, SS officer, we brought him over here.
Yeah.
He got us to the moon. Now he's buried in Arlington, which used to be Robert E. Lee's house.
Wow. Also, did Hitler live in Argentina or Brazil? We don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Interesting.
He actually just lived at a Qdoba in Jersey.
Right.
I'd hang out in
that
Qdoba.
Figure that out on the show the same way we figured out the Aaron Glazer rape case.
The Qdoba $5 burrito after five, probably one of the best deals in fast food.
I never
left New York City.
Never watched Seinfeld, Soup Nazi. Did he hate the Jews that much?
That was a Borat character.
Was it actually a Borat character?
No.
Soup Nazi, I think, was just really into.
I know, I'm kidding. I know what he was. They were
Soup Nazi soup, by the way, not great. It's not great anymore. I don't know when it was great. I'm sure it was great.
Well, because
I've never had a
commercial
really good soup other than ramen.
There's some good soup out there, but it's never where you'd expect it.
No, there's
you'll be
soups.
In some weird diner on the road, and you'll be like, this is. Great soup, because there's always some old lady who makes it.
Yeah.
No chef gets excited about soup.
Yeah, because soup is made up of fucking spare parts of shit you got in the kitchen, dude.
Soup is like, we have soup kitchens. Like, it's just a food you eat when you've got your teeth knocked out or when you're living on the street.
Right.
Yeah,
when
like,
Hoover put you in a cardboard box.
right. It's an internment camp cuisine. It's nobody's excited. Nobody's like, hey, would you get that promotion? Let's get some soup.
No, but Hale and Hearty soup is a very popular thing here in New York City.
Yeah, on a February after you got fired.
Yeah, because everyone in New York's an idiot. They don't know how to eat.
Well, you know what?
Fucking
you know what I hate? Cold soup. You bring a cold gazpacho, I'll be like, heat this up
it's
so
nice
I can throw it at you.
It's nice in the summer to have a cold gazpacho, maybe a little lobster on top. Yeah, that's nice.
No.
No.
You're into a cold soup? That's not fucking soup, dude. You're going to fucking
the
smoothie.
Gazpacho's
it's a
fine.
Smoothie.
It's not a smoothie.
That's all it is.
There's chilled pea soup. It's one of the best soups you'll ever have.
That's disgusting.
No, chilled it's not.
Soup?
Chilled pea and
I would say,
soup.
Hey, you brought me cold soup.
I know, because you're trash. What the chef would then come out and say is, listen, T-Mobile face, what we do is we chill.
No, he's a soup Nazi. So yeah. Like, get this brown person out of
yeah,
my house.
Yeah, brown. But listen, soup's not my favorite. I like a French onion. How do you not like a French onion?
French onion is fucking great, dude.
French onion is just a sandwich on a grilled cheese in soup. That's
you know what
why
you do?
Good.
This is what you do. I do the French onion with no croutons.
Nazi onion, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Well, all of French culture was created by the Nazis when
it's
they
true.
Came in.
Yeah.
If you like beignets...
You like Nazis.
Nazis.
What are some other fun
isn't
Nazis?
It, hold on. Wasn't it actually true that French cuisine prior to German influence
no.
was just bullshit?
No, no. They've always had great. No, the first restaurant was in France. They served the sheep's foot in red wine. They were the first people who literally came up.
No.
This was late 1700s. No, they were the...
No, I mean prior to that.
Is that really true? The first restaurant was in France? Are you lying?
100% true.
Look that up, Shannon.
Look that up. In France.
That's interesting.
The first thing they served... I mean, prior to that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know prior to that, but I just know that France... Was
it's so funny before it was like yeah. at a time before it was like
I mean I don't know like
people didn't have like an industrious attitude so like some dude was in his kitchen his wife was cooking
there was an inn they had an inn and they were like and this was the first thing because they served this dish and the people would keep coming back
and
it
was what
like,
was it
it was like a sheep's foot in like a red wine type sauce
yeah it's very strange that that's like feet were once a part of like cuisine people still do it like blacks
they
still do
yeah
like
they
that.
Love feet
yeah blacks fucking This is it. That's one of the things the Unite the Right rally had right. It's
I love like, how you're like,
you
this
shouldn't
is too,
be eating the hooves
this is,
of animals.
This is too political. 3 minutes later, blacks love feet. They love eating fried feet.
It's true. What do you want me to say, dude?
You know?
You ever been to Jamaica?
No.
Oof.
They don't like gays.
Their best hotel is called Sandals. They
oh,
love
yeah.
feet.
They love feet. We got fried feet. Get over here.
Tim was right. Yeah.
What is it? Tell us.
Jamaican me hard with those shoes off.
Tell us, Shannon, what was it? Was it a sheep's foot?
Yeah, it says the very first restaurant was opened in Paris in 1765, and there was a single dish, sheep's feet simmered in white sauce.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sheep's feet simmered in a white sauce.
Yeah, baby. I went to Food Network. I'm like, and that's the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, what else? I'm like, I'm kind of racist. They're like, what? My manager's like, I thought there was more to this. I really thought.
I'm gay, but I don't talk about it. Yeah.
We go around the world seeing what kind of people you can eat.
I talk about genocide, positives, negatives. Who's get me some funding?
Can we eat the Basque?
Well, there are still like cannibal like. Cultures, right? Like in like
yeah.
fucking Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Alabama, like... Mississippi.
Yeah. Do you, you know, man, I love, like, I'm watching a show
Would
Ozark on
human?
Netflix, which is fun. I mean, give me the circumstance.
Circumstance is this. You
it's
go...
a new dish at Fridays? Yes.
yeah. Michelle went and takes you to a new restaurant. It's all the cool kids are going there.
Yeah.
No, like, let's say you take a trip
yeah.
to Africa.
Sure.
Okay, to do, not Africa, because I assume everything has AIDS in it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's say you take a trip to some other, like, exotic place, like Europe, right? And they're like, oh, we're doing this thing where, like, it's completely legal. We're serving human meat.
I mean,
it's a huge delicacy.
Is everyone else doing it?
Yes.
No, Reza Aslan did that. He fucking ate some guy's brain on CNN.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
A guy's kind of...
Pull that up right now. What?
Yeah, he ate some guy's brain on CNN and he caught flack for it because he was like hanging out with some tribe.
Because he's a zombie? Yeah, he should catch flack for that.
Yeah, and then he goes on politically incorrect and he like wants to make like rational points. This is the problem. Yeah.
There is no
the
such thing as
right?
a Muslim terrorist.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a brain coming out
yeah,
of his mouth.
Yeah. All these guys who make rational points and then the next week they're like, and I have a new show coming out where we eat children, so follow me on Twitter. It's like, buddy.
This guy should never be trusted ever again.
9/11 literally did not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would I try a human? I mean, why not?
Pigtails hanging out.
Yeah,
of
dude. This
is this
not.
The guy that made the weed like a few years ago? He made that weed documentary where it was like for like CNN.
That's me at Red Lobster.
This is the first
for
Red
Crab
Lobster
Fest. Right now and then.
Yeah, you're gonna trust that guy, right?
Yeah. Right. Man, hard to see how white supremacists got any ideas when you watch this.
If he thinks this is all serious and this is just the Aboriginal version of like the Halloween, like, and these were his eyeballs.
Yeah, right.
He's just eating grapes and fucking custard.
It's even better if this is just some sort of weird prank show. Like in their culture, they make you eat human brains.
Should we eat the living?
That's Aboriginal Ashton Kutcher.
Shall I show you eating my own flesh? Interesting.
Should we eat the living flesh? I will cut off your head if you keep talking so much.
That I agree with.
I would fucking throw shit at that guy.
He's like, show me one Muslim that's ever done a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I feel like this may have been a mistake.
I feel like this. This guy just threatened to eat me. This might have been a mistake.
Rez Asin is like, I would be a lot more worried if he were white. I got to be honest.
All right, so does look, I am eating. What is he eating?
A human brain.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
dude, shut the fuck up. Wow. What if it's like Adderall? Start grinding your teeth.
What show was this? Like, what was the point?
Woke
of the
as fuck.
Yeah. You want to be woke? You gotta start eating brain.
I mean, that's bananas right there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In that moment, all right, right there. That Tim, you get booked on a show where you go around the world doing you, right? You
sure.
like we want Tim your perspective on everything, like a fucking. And
my
that
character
guy
would
there.
Eat a brain though. Like I'd have to explain to my audience why I didn't eat the brain. I get flack for not eating the brain.
I think you'd have to try it.
Would you try it,
Nick? If you're in that exact scenario, you wouldn't just a little tiny piece of fucking brain, like a little nubbin.
Because here's the thing, that somebody had to have murdered that human being.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's what I would think about.
What if they died of natural causes?
Dude, they're not eating a brain of someone that died of natural causes. First of all, then that's just like something that died
No,
that's gross. Would you eat a fucking cow that just
fucking
killed
over?
What if they took the woman who got hit by the Dodge Charger and they were like, she's dead already. Here's her brain.
I'm not going to be a participant in like desecrating that woman's body.
Well, all right. What if they gave you another 10,000 subscribers to your Patreon?
Of course.
Here's the thing too. You gotta be like, is it cooked?
You didn't say there was money involved.
It's 10,000 more subscribers.
Yeah.
But you gotta do it on a premium episode of Come Down.
I love how
money
like,
talks.
You're like, would you eat a brain? No. What about
money
if it
talks?
Was in,
money
what
eats.
What about if the brain was in ice cream? Oh yeah. Would you eat a brain? No. With mozzarella cheese melted on it. Sure. Brain sandwich. Just add one thing.
Right.
Brain, no. Hot sauce and brain.
They invented a new type of spoon only for eating brain.
Shannon, I don't know what happened to my phone. We got to do these questions before we get out of here. So can you describe me my phone really quick?
I hope all these questions are like very intellectual. And Lewis, like, I don't even know my audience. They're in a impeachment, what is the procedural?
Is that it? No. I think it's out in the other room. It's all good. Yeah, I think that I would probably try something like that. I tried a chocolate covered ant once. That like fucked up. That was a long. Like I looked at it like I was about to go skydiving.
Dude,
really?
Bugs in other countries.
I would eat an ant immediately.
Dude, come on, don't be.
First of all, it's got chocolate on it. So, and the ant's so small, you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference between that and a chocolate covered.
That
espresso
would literally
beef.
Be the healthiest thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
If I had like
I would,
a chocolate
I would,
covered,
you know what?
Rice.
Honestly,
it's like chocolate covered
if
rice.
If I knew how to cook them, I would go on an all bug diet. Those shits are high in protein.
Yeah.
They're really good for you.
You look like you're on an all bug diet.
I am.
The best restaurant in the world.
Yeah. Picking bug legs out of his teeth.
One of the highest rated restaurants in the world in Copenhagen, it's Noma. They use ants and salt as like a salt.
Yeah,
you use like ants. It's like it's interesting.
Yeah, and that's how you get around health code violations.
Right.
Yeah, you got to check out this place in Chinatown, Ant and Rat. Good luck, Ant and Rat.
All right, let's get some of these questions out of the way. Let's do it.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
You know what the fuck is up. Real Ask Questions. Always end the show with it. No longer on Facebook, guys. Only on my Instagram story or my email. GomezComedy.com. Go to the contact page. You can submit a question right through there. Make sure you put Real Ask Questions in the subject line. Every Monday and Wednesday, we will answer your questions as honest as possible. All right, real quick. T T-Feast wants to know, what are your shits like on an all-Atkins diet? Without fiber, it's got to be a real struggle to push it out. Does your stomach ever feel messed up? Me personally, no. I mean, I think I get a decent amount of fiber. I eat a lot of spinach, eat a lot of nuts. You know, so I don't really have trouble shitting. My stomach feels messed up, and I don't know. I'm sure there's some science to this. When I eat sugar or bread now, because I take off for long periods of time, and then if I have a day where I have like a cheat day, for 2 days afterwards, I'm shitting like crazy. I feel when I shit after I have a cheat day, it keeps on coming out and it comes out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a mountain of shit that comes out.
When I shit, it's like a pioneer woman giving birth. Like they just chain her to the bed and she's just screaming. They keep dumping like barrels of water on her face.
Yeah.
And she just calls out for God that isn't there.
I eat caterpillars and shit butterflies.
Thanks for these are, I guess he's right about the audience. Like, oh yeah, they don't want politics.
How do you go to the bathroom?
What's your shit
Lewis,
like?
Can you tell me how to go to the bathroom? I won't be like you, go to the bathroom.
How do I go to the bathroom?
I've been trying, man, but it's fucking too hard.
Oh.
All right. It's unrelated. I woke up this morning laughing about the idea of like Larry the Cable Guy changing his catchphrase to "I fucking love science." Instead of "get her done," I tell you what, bro, I fucking love science. That's that right there. That's fucking science. I love science.
Equinixian wants to know, why do fat people hate the summer so much? I've been both fat and shredded, but Tim, I'll let you answer this first.
I don't really hate the summer. I think I'll just say this: fat people aren't like in great shape, so you're not walking around on the beach. But I think that's changing because now you go to the beach, it's like 60% of people are fat. I think, well, here's the thing, fat, you get hot, you sweat. So, and here's the thing, people are wearing less clothing, so the fatter you are, obviously, for a person, not to insult this person. But for a person to not know person wouldn't like the summer is like worse than how do I shit?
How come fat people need bigger pants?
Why don't fat people like the oven? And how do I poop?
Here's the thing. Let me say this, okay? Because I've been both shredded.
You know who also
fat.
Hates the summer? Poor people. Because if you're poor,
they have to love the summer.
You don't have air conditioning.
Here's the thing: you don't have air conditioning, and it's like
you're not in the pool.
You're bombarded on Instagram. I have a joke about it. About like, there's never an easier time to see who's rich and who's not than the summer. Like, you're fucked. Like, you could see who's fucked. Like, if you have shit going on in the summer, it's like jet skis and boats and Hamptons and shit. And if you don't, if you're poor, it's just pictures of French fries and memes, religious images. It's like a bad scene.
Yeah, the two for one Sundays.
Right.
Fucking Carvel. Look, everyone.
Yeah.
Free ice cream.
I like that.
You
love it. Nice.
You stop there on the way to the jet skis. Look, I've been shredded before, and I'll tell you right now, it's the sweating, right? When you're fat, you walk up uphill, up the stairs. New York City specifically, there's like a smug smogginess to the air, right?
It's a humidity.
But
smug
when you're in shape, which I am now, dude, and I skateboard everywhere.
Right.
That glistening, it's hot. It's just like, it's almost like you're letting everyone know, like, I'm fucking working. I'm ready to fuck.
Yeah.
I used to hate the summer when I was like 17, 18, I was always at my like ex-girlfriend's place.
Yeah.
You just get drunk off like Di Serrano all night and wake up with the worst fucking hangover in the world. It was terrible.
Pour me another Di.
Yeah, I had one night, it was the only thing around. I mean, I was 17, I couldn't get alcohol. I drank an entire bottle of Di Serrano and I was having to chase it with Jack Daniels because the taste of it was
bad.
So fucking it was one night I was blackout drunk and I was just drinking grenadine.
Yeah.
Because I thought
it was like a cannoli in a gas can. That's what it tastes like.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's really bad.
And I would have the worst hangovers, and I fucking just hated the summer because I was like fat and it was disgusting. But then after living in like Texas for a while, where it hits the summertime and it's like it's 100 degrees and it's not going to be lower than 100 degrees for another 60 days.
You get used to it.
Even at night, you just kind of enjoy being disgusting, sweaty fucking mess.
I used to love the summer because I still don't mind it, but I used to love it because it was drugs. So when I was a kid, from like 16 to 25,
you gotta wait till the weekend. You gotta wait till night. Doing drugs
it's
all the
summer.
Time.
It's like, oh, you want to shroom out at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
that was like the day.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so that I love this.
Well, that's the thing. Fun people love the summer, right? This, you know, most, you know what? Want to know who the most fucking boring people in the world are? people who go, you know, I don't like it too hot, too cold. I like the spring and the fall in New York.
I love the fall.
Like, the fall's great. We all love the fall.
Everybody does. Of course you love the fucking fall. Those are the people who say Nazis are bad. No shit,
right,
dummy.
Of course, yeah.
Okay? We're talking about extremes here, okay? It's the fucking summer or the winter. If you're picking one, you know who likes the winter? Fat, depressing people. Ugly chicks that can cover their bodies and kind of look okay and fucking be like, oh, look, hey, look, everyone kind of looks gross.
But then
in
there's also people that go skiing, and there's a whole winter sports thing that you're kind of discounting here, too. There are dudes who love going skiing and snowboarding, going to Aspen.
Stop naming your fantasy dudes. You're just naming the type of guys you're attracted to.
I'm not. I'm just saying there's some guys that come on themselves in Aspen and need someone to eat it. I'm not talking about my fantasies, but there's some guys with like a size 12 foot, and it's just a beautiful foot. Anyway, keep going. Yeah.
Like hair on the chest, but not too much hair.
There's
but
some
like
slopes.
Yeah, it's just enough.
Where the chairlift goes directly into your ass.
Tim is just sitting, kneeling at the bottom of a hill, and this dude's ski with their dicks out.
Just like, trying I'm to just ski. Saying, it's like,
trying to get away, and they can't.
Yeah.
It covers the whole mountain.
Some people like the winter because you feel the fire on your face as you're being plowed by anonymous guys. You don't know who's in you. Anyway, I'm just saying the winter's got positives.
Tim fucking builds an igloo with a glory hole. all right, let's fucking go. This is a good one, man. As always, love having both you guys on.
Thank you, Tim Dillon,
Tim J. Dillon on Twitter, Nick Mullen on Twitter. Nick, do you use your Twitter?
I'm banned from Twitter.
I'm banned from every social media.
I'm locked out of my account.
Every white supremacist is on it. He's somehow banned. It's crazy.
That's what happens.
And Instagram, you're not banned from.
When you're a real contrarian, when you're a real, you know, guy that knows how to piss everyone off and not have any consistent opinions or logic, that's being a real bad boy.
But it's welcomed on Instagram.
I'm fine on Instagram.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Because my Instagram's all like, you know. What?
That's about the music is about to end. Oh. You're about to go to another store because you're listening to your headphones.
Goodbye.
Peace. We're out.
That's all, folks.